Our technology.
Florida officially has an open door policy to autonomous vehicle companies, and I encourage them to relocate from California to Florida. We have a much better business environment here.
DeSantis says this measure will be great for Florida, which allows self-driving cars to be operated without human backup. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise praised Capitol Hill police officers Crystal Griner and David Bailey during a congressional baseball practice Wednesday for helping save him from a near-fatal shooting 2 years ago in Virginia.
The things I think about the most when I think about June 14th, it's the heroes. Thank you. Thanks for your service. Thanks for your sacrifice. And glad you're back.
Scalise was shot in the hip by gunman James Hodgkins, who was a Bernie Sanders supporter, and Scalise does hope to be in attendance at the game coming up on the 26th of June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The criticism is continuing from some in the media and some fans after the USA women's soccer team won their first game against Thailand 13-0. Some people felt the celebrations were a bit excessive and that the United States should have maybe took their foot off the gas, you could say. CBS This Morning caught up with USA women's soccer star Hope Solo, and one of the questions she was asked was if the men would be getting the criticism like the women are receiving now.
I think so. I think that's how we grow the game. We have to be criticized. There's this ongoing debate right now in England about how do we push the women's game forward. Well, we have to be willing to take criticism as women athletes and women footballers, because ultimately the men take criticism as well.
As far as celebrating goals, Solo believes
we can celebrate goals. America loves winning, and we certainly put on quite the show the other night. It was a comprehensive performance. It was a beautiful performance by the United States. But I still think we can celebrate those goals, and the fans can enjoy the game without having the choreographed celebrations.
And finally, the St. Louis Blues are celebrating their first Stanley Cup championships. They beat the Bruins 4-1 in Game 7 in Boston. Now tonight is Game 6 of the NBA Finals, the last game also to be played at the Oracle Arena in Oakland, where the Golden State Warriors will host the Toronto Raptors. Toronto is leading that series 4-2. Tip-off is set for just after 6 o'clock Pacific time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome, everybody. The one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I didn't know this. Now, again, you're supposed to remember anniversaries, right? Well, no, you're supposed to remember important anniversaries, birthdays, wedding anniversaries, you name it. I didn't know that the U.S. expansion is going to reach its 10-year mark. That's right, 10-year mark this month. Happy anniversary, U.S. expansion. By July, it will become the nation's longest on record, eclipsing the decade-long expansion of the 1990s. What does that mean? Nothing. You see, what you are going to be confronted with, what you're going to be confronted with in the mainstream media, on various different publications, the talking heads are going to come out of the woodwork, and they're going to break this down for you. They're going to try to break it down for you, and certain people are going to come on, and they're going to say that, wow, the expansion is getting a little bit long in the tooth here. It's getting a little bit old. Let me explain to you something. The economics of a nation and expansion, it's not like an appliance or a lawnmower or an automobile. They don't wear down and peter out after a number of years. Something needs to happen. Something needs to happen to knock them off course. There was a pretty lengthy article this past week, the Wall Street Journal, by John Hilzenrath, discussing and going over various different things that could happen. I thought about it. I did. I thought about it, and it did. It reminded me of a South Park episode. This is going back to the Great Recession. And the title of the South Park episode was Margaritaville. Finally, it was Margaritaville. And you say, why? What does this have to do with the economy? Well, it was based upon, subprime loans and selling loans to various different places all over the globe. And it all centered around first and foremost, a Margaritaville margarita mixer bought at a department store on credit. And they deal with the Great Recession in South Park, and it ends up becoming almost like a Christian allegory type of thing, where they end up worshiping the economy. The economy has treated the people of South Park terribly. Oh my God, whoa! And they need to repent to the economy. Oh, please. But that's how people think of this thing. They think of the economy and they think it has some face. It has some face, it has some shape, it has some form. It has some mathematical formula. It's an algorithm. What is it? You don't know. And you can't predict it. Yet everyone continues to try. The reason why economies slow down, they retract, a myriad of different things. And sometimes you don't know when they're going to happen. When you see these parade of idiots going on, these programs telling you that they see a recession coming at this point in time, they see a recession coming at this point in time, they don't know. They're just guessing. And they're counting on the fact that you're going to have a very short memory and are not going to remember the predictions that they made in the past and how often they are wrong. most of the crap that you're hearing on these programs is just that. It's utter nonsense. It's babbling idiots there. So-and-so from Morgan Stanley sees this. So-and-so from this one sees this. You don't know what is going to happen in the future. And the funny thing is, oftentimes it could be something small. I have explained here on the program that our system is based upon belief, right? Did we not learn that? Did we not learn that from It's a Wonderful Life, the Bailey Building and Loan, the scene where they have the run on the banks and George Bailey is trying to tell all of his depositors and people that came to the Bailey Building and Loan that their money, it's not here, it's in someone else's house. And it's you invested in this house, you invested in that house, and trying to explain to them how the system works. It's based upon belief. When people stop believing in the system, well, things can go awry, can't they? Things can get ugly very quickly. And who knows when somebody screws up belief in the system. We managed to do that back in 2008, 2009. People started freaking out. Runs on banks, people taking money out. I remember when Chuck Schumer came out and made some statement about IndyMac. And all of a sudden, run on a bank on IndyMac. Everybody's taking their money out. Oh, goodbye to that bank. There's a belief system to what we have going on. And when people don't believe, well, things can go awry, can't they? I don't know when that's going to happen. Did I know? Did you know that the September 11th attacks were going to happen? No. No, you didn't have a clue. It's out there. You know that, we all know, we've talked about this here on the program, that black swans exist. Markets at times will do extraordinary things. Unpredictable things. You need to know this going in. You need to know this going in, and you need to prepare yourself for these realities, that these things were going to happen. Take a look at 2008, 2009. We knew there was going to be a real estate collapse. We did. We knew that there was going to be, we talked about it here on the program. We warned you. We wrote columns about it. I went on TV again and again and again, and nobody wanted to listen, just like nobody wanted to listen to us back during the 1990s about the dot-com companies. Neither here nor there. I didn't know. I didn't. Do you think that I knew, I was smart enough to know that the S&P was going to go to 666? No way. I had no idea. And it was my belief at that point in time. What were we doing? What were we doing back at that point in time? We were trying to calm everybody the hell down. Trying to calm everybody the hell down. Trying to keep people from doing really stupid things with their portfolio and with their money. Because once that momentum starts going in a certain direction, and you're watching Glenn Beck on Fox News, and he's telling you to build a bunker in your backyard and, you know, go out and buy seed banks and all this other stuff because the world is going to end. We're telling you it's not. But I had no idea. You think I knew when the markets were going to bottom? Nobody does. So yeah, that was obviously a precarious time. It was hard, right? It was hard. You're watching all these things go down. You're looking at the volatility in the markets. You've got all these voices out there in every single corner telling you to do this, telling you to do that, telling you the sky's going to fall. This phrase I came to mind, I'm I was at the 2004 Republican National Convention, and Arnold Schwarzenegger was giving a speech. And I remember him saying, "Don't be economic gullyman." Well, what does he mean by that? What did he mean by that? You can't get frightened by all of these talking heads out there and all of their predictions. You can't. We try here, we try to grab and see what's going on in the world around us, and we try to explain it to everybody week in, week out here on the program. Because, again, it's a lot of noise. It's a lot of noise. It's a lot to get your arms around. But it all starts with you. It all starts with you doing the right thing and getting your financial plan done. Preparing. Again, I haven't come up with a new phrase for financial plan. I hate that phrase. Financial plan. You want to be a prepper. Hey, talk about the preppers. I'm not one of those preppers where you're going out and my basement is filled with canned food and all that. Not that type of prepper. Life prepper. It's life preparation. Why do you save? Why do you invest? I tell you why we do it, why our clients do it. So they have more opportunities. The more you prepare, the better that you prepare, guess what? You have more options. You have more choices. You're going to have more doors. You're going to have the key to that many more doors in life. And that's what it's about. This is something that you're doing over the course of your life, and everyone's situation is unique and different. We don't have a single portfolio that looks the same. We can't. Certain clients of ours we've seen were heading in a certain direction and opportunity because they prepped, came before them, they could take advantage of that, and they can head in another direction. That's the excitement of living, being alive. That's what it's all about. But if you fall victim to the chattering classes, the lies, the crap that they're pushing on you on a daily basis, you're on a hamster wheel, my friend. And it's very, very difficult to get off. We're going to take a break. I'll get into that. I'm putting the finishing touches on my latest column, Veritas. I'm going to share it with you when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com is our site, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5980.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
How many people out there watched? My youngest son, Nico, he's kind of interested in film and television, and he has one of a mind like mine where it's photographic to some degree when it comes to certain things. He told me that the television show that just ended this past Monday, the five-part miniseries on HBO Chernobyl, is, I guess, the most highly rated program ever. Again, it's tough to put that perspective because, you know, Rotten Tomatoes and whatnot, I don't think that was around when The Sopranos were on. But I watched the show, and I was absolutely riveted by it. Now, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to watch it again. I'm not a big fan of horror movies. I'm not. There's certain ones, yeah. Certain horror movies. I don't like the slasher film nonsense that they have out there. Horror movies that I believe could come true, they scare me more than anything else. And obviously, The Exorcist and stuff like that gets to me. But Chernobyl was a horror story, is what it was. It was a historical horror story. And that horror story happened because of lies. Here's a little bit from Chernobyl here. One of the characters says, "You think the right question will get you the truth? There is no truth. Ask the bosses whatever you want. You will get the lie. And I will get the bullet." It's watching what goes on and what went on, excuse me, in the Soviet Union. And it scared the hell out of me. It did. Scared the hell out of me. Because it could happen again. Big government. We've got people out there here in the United States of America marching in the streets with hammer and sickle flags. The lies, what they did to the people. And you know, you watch the television show, and you see these citizens of the Soviet Union, the average citizen, these coal miners. I loved them. They were fantastic. They were, you know what they were? Deplorables. You want to think of them that way? deplorables. They called it, they were comrades in the Soviet Union. But they're deplorables today. The people that make the country actually work. The ones that are rising early in the morning and going to work and busting their butt. The entrepreneurs, the small ones, even though there wasn't much entrepreneurship in the Soviet Union, these are the people that make the country work. They make our country work. And to watch this show and see how the powers that be, the media within the Soviet Union, the bureaucrats, the big government types, and the similarities today frighten me. Why do I bring this up? Why do I bring this up? Why do I bring up Chernobyl? Well, listen, I'm going to share with you a few stories. Two stories from this past week. This is Fox News, okay? Again, we are an equal opportunity basher here on the program. Some people, when I go after Fox News here, they get all upset. Who else am I supposed to watch, Mr. Murkowski? Well, they lie too. Case in point, they like to get the people going as well. Here is a headline on Fox News' website. Trump rips into British left-wing critics Kahn and Corbyn in press conference. No, he didn't. I watched the entire press conference. Donald Trump was calm, cool, collected. He didn't rip into anyone at all. But we got to get the people all bent out of shape and excited over nothing. And this is how hard my job has become. I have to read a story, and I have to go double-check their work and actually go and watch the video and see what was actually said, because you can't trust them. You can't trust any of them. You can't trust Fox News. Here's a stupid story. Since 1989, a stock market bounce into June is likely to be short-lived. The story is absolutely useless. None. It's the guy just filling pages up, trying to confuse investors out there. What the hell type of metric are you using? Did you take any probability classes, statistics at all? I have a stack here, people. A stack of stories. I collect these things. Lie after lie after lie. We're going to talk a little bit more about this when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is downplaying President Trump's suggestion that he'd accept help from a foreign government to win the 2020 election. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News that the president's comments were edited.
Look, I wish that the media would take the time to look at the full clip. I was standing just feet away from the president in his exchange with George Stephanopoulos. It was very clear. The president said if there was wrongdoing, of course he'd turn it over to the FBI. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Also reacting to the president's comments, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
For the president to be so cavalier, to disregard, to be indifferent to law and any sense of ethics, that's an assault on our democracy.
The White House also says President Trump is getting briefings on the attacks on the commercial ships in the Gulf of Oman. The attacks come amid escalating tensions between the U.S. and Iran. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm starting to find my groove again. We've been so busy at Markowski Investments and The Watchdog on Wall Street radio show. I've had a difficult time actually finding the time to sit down and write. Constantly distracted, being torn different directions, traveling all over the country, various different places, things we've got to do. And, of course, the kids and lacrosse practice and lacrosse tournaments and all sorts of good stuff. But I'm kind of rejiggering my schedule a little bit because I really have to get back into it. I started writing again this week and thinking about Chernobyl. And I'm doing my normal prep work. And I'll be getting more and more angry over what I see, what I read on a regular basis. I came to a realization as well that the years are starting to add up. They are. And I mentioned one of the first signs that I'm recognizing that I'm getting old is when I started using the vernacular decades ago to date certain points in my life, in my career, rather than years ago. Another thing, I've got to pick up my glasses next week. That's right. I'm going to have to start wearing glasses, and it's the kind where it's for near and far, and oh boy. So yeah, my eyesight is starting to wane. Probably the most annoying age-related issue that I'm whining about is my hearing. I went not long ago to get my hearing tested, and yeah, the guy's like, you need hearing aids. I'm like, I'm not wearing hearing aids. Sorry, I'm not going to do it. I refuse to get them, and basically, my problem with my hearing, and it's really annoying, is I hear background noises really, really well. It's voices, dialogue, that is very, very difficult for me to hear. So I could, if a faucet turns on somewhere and I'm watching something or I'm trying to hear something, I hear nothing but that, and I can't hear anything else. And I thought about that in my condition, and I said, you know what? It's kind of like life right now for everyone. I guess I'm not alone. Most of the country's facing the same hearing issues, right? Except it's a different variety. Facts, truth, honesty, they're being drowned out. Facts, truth, and honesty are being drowned out. With what? Fake news. Narratives. Talking points. And idiots on Brady Bunch-like boxes screaming nonsense at one another on cable news. There's no Socratic debate. There's not even a desire to get to a truth, to accomplish something. None. I mentioned this, that I used to do. You go on YouTube, you can see the videos, go on my website as well. I used to do quite a bit of television. And I get it all the time. In particular, you know who really gives me the most problems with the fact that I don't like doing TV anymore? My mother. My mother, because my mother likes to call her friends and tell them that her son is going to be on CNN or Fox News. So, yeah, I think that bothers her more than anybody else. Why do I not go on anymore? It's an exercise in futility. It is. Why? Wow. It's like me going and banging my head against the wall. Imagine me, people, my longtime listeners here, sitting in a green room at Fox or CNN or wherever it may be, and watching these so-called experts, because that's what they call them, these so-called experts working out their debate, practicing their debate before airtime, like a bunch of professional wrestlers. What's the point in that? I want to leave you with something. We're going to take a break here in a second. And I want you to think about this because I was actually happy about this. There was a recent poll, just came out, Pew Research Center, that found that Americans are more worried about fake news than terrorism. Good. More on truth or lack thereof when we get back. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com, our site. Newsletter consultations with the best of the business, our certified financial planners. Watchdogonwallstreet.com or give us a call. 800-471-5980.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus, smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket? That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
The entire world watched. They watched each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible, and today the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
How about that? Americans are more worried about fake news than terrorism. Just about anything. That's the number one thing. And I'm going to be honest, everybody. That gave me hope. Starting to think people are starting to get it. People are starting to recognize that they are being perpetually lied to. I'm going to be honest. I put a little skip in my step. A smile on my face. Gee whiz, maybe am I actually getting somewhere with this radio show that I've been doing for 20 years? For decades. See, I told you I'm getting old. For decades. We've been reminding our clients, our listeners, our readers, that conventional wisdom is poison. I can pick or read a column from any paper. I don't care if it's a Wall Street Journal, I don't care if it's a New York Times, and I can see exactly what narrative they're pushing. I'll give you an example. Here's one right here. LGBTQ millennials have bigger financial struggles than anyone else. Are you kidding me? Read the article. It's a joke. It really is. It's pathetic is what it is. LGBTQ millennials have it tougher than anyone else. Anyway. I mentioned this before. I've always been. And it's kind of interesting is that when you're younger and you hold strong opinions or you like to debate, it's not a badge of honor. People often tell you, you're just too opinionated out there. I've always been a pretty opinionated guy. Always. When I was, and I told this before, I took an 11th grade journalism elective, and a teacher taught us how we needed to remove, must remove our opinions from our work. Report nothing but the facts. People listening to this program here, you see what we do. We do everything and anything we can to report both sides of an argument and tell you what we think and why. I'm going to be honest, I frustrate many of our listeners because I'm an equal opportunity basher. I will go after anyone regardless. We're here to bring you the truth, what's right. I looked this up. I've been doing it wrong the entire time. A quote that I've used here on the program, wrongly attributed to Mark Twain, goes, "A lie travels around the globe while the truth is putting on its shoes." It just so happened it was actually Jonathan Swift who was responsible for those words of wisdom back in 1710. And he said, "Besides, as the vilest writer has his readers, so the greatest liar has his believers. And it often happens that if a lie be believed for only an hour, it has done its work." And there is no farther occasion for it. Falsehood flies, and the truth comes limping after it. So that when men come to be undeceived, it is too late. The jest is over, and the tale has had its effect. Man, that's 1710, Jonathan Swift. Think about today and what we have. 24-hour cable news networks, social media, and what they are doing to the national discourse. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we get back as well. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Yeah, we're getting a little philosophical today. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed, you're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. I think most of us would agree that we have watched the national discourse erode at an ever-accelerating pace since the late 1990s. It's actually funny. It was actually one of the headline items on Drudge this past week. It said, Madonna misses the days before the phone, meaning the smartphone that we all carry around. Anyway, and I'm dating myself, decades ago, when I was a student in Italy. Again, I know, I've told this story before, but I think it's important. I found myself perturbed, upset, aggravated. I'm walking down a street in Florence, and was an American movie theater that we used to go to and watch movies in English. And they were titles that would have been out already in the States. And I saw that this movie was coming. It was a movie that I had saw back in the United States entitled Shortcuts. It was directed by Robert Altman. He actually got nominated for Best Director for that movie. I think Steven Spielberg won for Schindler's List that year. Now, this film, Shortcut, dealt with themes. It's dark. Death, infidelity. In Italy, though, this is what aggravated me, this is what perturbed me, was that it was released under the title America Oggi. America Today. That annoyed me. I saw the movie. I said, that wasn't America. Was that not the America that I was familiar with, and not the America that I grew up in. Now, granted, I didn't grow up in Southern California, where most of the movie took place, but I didn't think America was like that. I found it ticked me off. I wanted people to see this movie and think that that's what America is like. But anyway, if they wanted to look at America OG 2019, I'm sorry. In my opinion, it is a bit darker than the 1990s version. And no, it's not because of Donald Trump. This is something, again, that we have been talking about here on the program, not decades, but for over a decade. What we have in this country that we've described again and again and again, it's a symbiosis between the forces of Washington, big business, and the media. That unholy trinity we like to call the watchdog on Wall Street, axis of evil. They push their narratives on the public to control the population and to keep that conspiracy, to keep people poor and stupid going. I happen to believe there are two main things that really have abetted the erosion of substantive journalism and discourse. And I think one of which is the 24-hour cable news networks. You know, when did it, what was it, about 5 years ago? I think it was Anchorman 2 came out, somewhere around there. And it was the entire second Anchorman movie with Ron Burgundy was completely parroting the 24-hour cable news networks and what they had become. Well, our reality, quite frankly, it's not funny. Their business is what? Division. Dividing. And business is booming. And again, they work hand in hand with Washington and big business. The second is social media. Social media. Again, you factor in Jonathan Swift here for a second. That quote I read you last segment. And again, he's 1710. Social media can move lies around the globe at a speed that, again, Jonathan Swift could not imagine. The sheer volume of negativity that flows through these platforms is beyond comprehension. And we've likened it to the pink slime, the pink ooze from Ghostbusters 2 that was oozing beneath the streets of New York City that made everybody negative and wanted to fight and argue with one another. Here is one to grow on from Chris Markowski, your friendly neighborhood watchdog on Wall Street. One to grow on. Little bit of a mental health tip for everybody out there. Put yourself on a cable news social media diet. Just do it. Put yourself on a cable news social media diet. Now, again, you're going to read things. You're going to read columns, whatnot. I get that. And you got to learn to read through those things and see what the narrative is. You get better at it. Trust me, if you really look. But if you put yourself on this diet, trust me, it's going to do wonders for you. Wonders. Anyway, listen. I'm not a pessimist. I'm not. All's not lost here. And I trust me, I keep hoping. That's why I was excited about that poll this past week. I keep hoping that that jump the shark moment, right? That jump the shark moment for cable news networks, social media, where all that the nonsense is going to start to dissipate. Again, that Pew poll this past week, fantastic. Americans are more scared of fake news and terrorism. You should be. Cable news ratings are tanking. Social media is a completely different animal. And we propose some changes to it that can make it better. But what we're going to do here on this program, we're going to continue to do, is what we've always been doing at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show, what we do at Markowski Investments. Doing our best to hold truth to power. Listen, I get it, people. It's not easy to take a stand. It's not easy to put oneself out there and quiet all the static that lies us and surrounds us. It's a battle. But guess what? We all need to fight. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. Just get more.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says no foreign government should try to interfere in U.S. elections.
What I am appalled about is what has happened. The Democrat presidential campaign spends $6 million to a foreign entity to travel the world to try to find something.
During a Capitol Hill briefing today, McCarthy was pressed about President Trump's remarks regarding a hypothetical where the president would accept dirt about his political opponent from a foreign source. The U.S. Navy is responding after two tankers carrying Japan-related cargo were involved in a suspected attack off the coast of Iran. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger suspects who's behind the attack.
Iran has been attacking U.S. interests for 30 years, and what they do is a version of hybrid warfare. So it may not have been an Iranian sub, but they can energize different groups.
Kinzinger was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that Gen Z is not dragging their feet when it comes to home ownership. Nearly 60% of Gen Z wants to buy a home in the next 5 years, before the age of 30. This isn't just wishful thinking, as more than half have already started saving to achieve this goal. The latest Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report also found that if gifted $5,000, 80% of Gen Zers would rather save it for a down payment than spend it on their dream wedding. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Homeownership Solutions and Strategic Relationships, Bank of America.
Current homeowners' belief that owning a home is worth it is motivating prospective Gen Z homebuyers to follow in their footsteps. Gen Z recognize they may face challenges, But that's not stopping them from taking actionable steps, such as getting a second job or making sacrifices, like moving in with their parents or in-laws to save for a down payment.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Japan's leader meets with the supreme leader of Iran. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Prime Minister Shinzo Abe saying he came away from the meeting convinced that Iran has no intentions of making or using nuclear weapons. Abe met with Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in an effort to ease tensions between Iran and the United States. Khamenei reportedly said Iran has no intention of holding nuclear weapons, but would not negotiate with the United States. Shortly after the meeting, Iranian state news confirmed that comment, adding that Iran did not consider President Trump, in its words, worthy of a message from Tehran.
A federal watchdog agency says White House advisor Kellyanne Conway should be removed from government service. The U.S. Office of Special Counsel claims Conway has violated federal law numerous times by publicly criticizing Democratic presidential candidates while speaking in her official capacity as a White House advisor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.